testicular. Test. Testing. Bam. Bulba. Bible. 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 Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's ready.
Good mic check, Mike.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, from our useless information file.
Oh, I love that.
The month you were born in makes a huge impact on your future career.
This is a big story in mainstream media today, believe it or not.
Future career.
And you know, I think we're all looking for a future career.
Yeah.
Yes. Looking, some more than others.
Looking for a first career.
Oh, my.
No, crying.
No.
There's no crying in broadcasting.
Mike?
Yeah.
That'll be quite enough of that.
Hey, my glasses are fogged up.
I would think so.
Anyway, the month you're born in makes a huge impact on your future career.
It's true.
This sounds like some...
It's true. You don't know this to be true.
This is an actual scientific study.
The story is true.
Well, he likes all mumbo jumbo.
No, I'm a man of...
You know what? Hocus pocus.
I'm not a man of hocus pocus. I'm not a man of mumbo jumbo. I am a man of science.
You're not a man of science.
I am a man of science.
All right. This sounds like some mix of astrology, superstition, and old wives' tales.
It does, Mike.
Okay.
It's true, though.
Before we proceed, the legend of the... My microphone's starting to do that thing again.
Just slump down in your chair.
Maybe if you talked louder.
Old wives' tales.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, is that an old wife who would tell a tale?
Like
is
my
that...
wife?
No, it's an old tale told by wives.
No, but I mean wives' tale. An old tale told by wives?
Exactly. Women get together, they're wives, they get together, you know what they do? They gossip. And they tell half-truths.
Now, you're a misogynist, and I'm not going to go to you on this, okay?
But because I'm talking about old times.
You hate women, so you're just going to do...
There are some that I'm very fond of.
I'm saying the old wives' tale, the origin of that expression. Right. Hey, it's an old wives' tale, which means it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is, an old wives' tale? Does that mean like it's a gossipy story, like Rob said, that makes it through the rounds of wives?
I would think.
It would be wives. Something that was passed along as though it were fact, whether it were fact or not.
I picture the old gypsy in the movie The Wolfman.
Of course you do.
It says here that the origin is, it says it's generally passed down by old wives to a younger generation. Such tales usually consist of superstition, folklore, and claims with exaggerated and or untrue details.
Focus, you know, focus. Think about it, though. That makes
like
sense.
Stuff that your mother would have told Carla before you guys were married.
Like the old wives, you know. Like, for example, that one time that she took Carla aside into the pantry, looked at her in the eye, and said to her in a very clear tone,
"Yes,
he is vampire."
No.
Anyway.
No, I mean, you're joking, but the real thing that Mary O'Mara told Carla was, don't let him drink and don't let him drill a hole in the closet.
Yeah, very true.
You dick. All right, so anyway, sounds like a mix of superstition, wives' tales. A new study out of England. Mm-hmm. Oh, England.
England!
Found that the month when someone is born makes a big impact on their future career.
Apparently so.
It's hard to...
No, survey shows this.
Did you write this?
No.
You seem so enthusiastic.
I've read several versions of this story.
He's so really willing to make the bit work.
I'm aware of the depth and breadth of this story.
Yes.
A new study out of England.
Brand new.
Found that the month when someone is born makes a big impact on their future career.
Big.
It's hard to figure out the science behind it.
Science.
Right. Man of science.
Mm-hmm. But there are theories about things like the amount of sunlight pregnant women are exposed to or the allergies children are more... Did I read that wrong?
No. You're reading exactly right. What they're saying is that the period of time that you're gestating might affect the way you turn out.
Those are scientific theories.
Right, science.
But no one's really sure. All they know is that data has shown people born in certain months end up in certain careers more often. Here are the findings.
All right, do we want to weigh in ahead of time what our months are?
Yeah, go ahead. What month? You know, we'll do everybody's month in the room.
Okay. March.
March. Let me go to March.
Skip the 8th of March, 1971.
Lots of pilots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
Could that be any more wrong for Rob?
I can't even fit in a cockpit.
But you are math. You're a math guy.
Yeah, I suppose.
And musicians.
Yeah, too.
Are you March, too?
I'm March, yes.
Only you would raise your hand like halfway through when we were trying to get March.
But he could be a pilot or
a
musician.
I knew you were reading, Mike, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Buzz, what month?
October.
October
is barely mentioned in this particular
version of the study. Or as they call it, Mike, at your other job, Rocktober.
October, lots of politicians.
Yeah.
You're into politics.
I'd rather not comment on that.
It says, and how about this?
Huh?
What? People in October are also most likely to live the longest.
Yeah, I
would say. Well, you almost shot that one all to hell.
Well, no, but so far he's lived the longest of everyone in this room.
Every time I'm faced with death, I laugh it off and it goes away.
Yeah.
I don't think he's lived longer than him.
Mm-hmm. In many ways, he has.
Who's older?
Who's him?
RJ or, RJ or Buzz, who's older?
I'm 57.
57.
All right, so we're matched.
And they're both March.
Well, you're October. October.
I mean, October,
March.
Sorry.
Slightly older.
You're the oldest one in the room.
I'm the oldest.
Congratulations.
Wow.
But young at heart.
But Buzz still cheats death, and when he does it, he makes his hands into fists, and he puts his hands on his hips, and he goes, ha, ha, ha.
January, lots of doctors and debt collectors, fewer real estate agents. When are you born?
August.
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 Did we miss your birth?
We were on vacation.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. I heard about it.
It was great. It was in all the Jewish newspapers.
Where did you hear about it, Mike?
Everybody heard about it.
I remember you being a little upset about a Facebook post that I got from Rob.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. I don't remember. Lots of manual laborers in August and high-ranking politicians.
That's him to a T.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a politician. I would find another...
What about, I thought if he was Mexican, he would be a Manuel laborer.
Thank you. Oh, God. No. Please.
It's the same Oscar's not here.
Not like this today.
No, not.
Not when Oscar's not here, please. all right, June. Lots of CEOs.
This is you, right?
Hey.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Also high on Nobel Prize winners.
Oh. Well, of course.
The year is young.
You don't get high.
The year is young. Weird list.
Okay, September. My wife is born in September.
All right.
What do you have for September?
And so is Carla.
Okay.
Carla's got a birthday. Oh, incidentally, you're all invited.
Cool.
Because Carla has chosen a very special place that she wants to celebrate her birthday next weekend. If you guys are in the neighborhood, she wants to do it at Jimmy's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how about that?
I would love to go. I'll be in Wichita meeting some listeners there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, September.
It'll be at Jimmy's Wichita brand.
September 17th is Carla's birthday. September, lots of people in academia and sports.
Oh, boy.
Mm. No.
Hey, it's a
sports. Carla's a little athletic, so that's it. Let me see. July, lots of man. This sucks.
Not a fan?
This list sucks.
Oh, most dentists.
You know what they were all? Lots of laborers and manual artists. Laborers and laborers. Politicians.
Yeah. Dentists.
People that are born in June have short tempers and rip up papers.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Look, Dick, venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who? Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all euros?
You know what? Just keep the change. Jesus, Dan, you know what they call sizes here. You know what? You've been picking fights with everybody. The girl at the party.
She said ASAP.
Oh, ASAP. Oh, I'm sorry. Huge crime.
It's like 24-7 or been there, done that. You hate that, too.
I don't hate it enough to let it ruin my day. It's getting worse. I can't stand it anymore. You're just a miserable dick now. You're mean to everybody. And FYI, it's called a venti because it's 20 ounces. 20. Venti.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Bob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
What's that from?
Role Models. That's Paul Rudd.
Really?
It's the funniest, perhaps the only funny thing in the movie, but it's very funny.
Funny you mention that.
Why?
I'll be doing some talking about Paul Rudd today.
Really?
In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. September 7th, a date that will live in infamy.
You know, this show was born in December. I wonder what that says about this show.
December 7th. Sorry about that. We are over 8.5 million downloads and still growing. Somehow December, September sound the same.
I know.
Our show today is brought to you by iConfidential.com. Now, we've talked about iConfidential.com time and time again on this show. To be really honest with you, this I could read the copy or I could tell you what this is. What I think iConfidential is just a fabulous, great life-changing toy.
It is a toy.
That's because a good way to explain it.
Not only does it help you organize your life with your documents, your pictures, your passports, everything that's an important document that you can put in a virtual world where it's at your fingertips, but you can also play around with it, organize it any way you want. If you want me to give you an analogy here, in the movie Minority Report, where they're playing with all the different screens and they're moving stuff all around, and they've got the different files and all that, that's what iConfidential kind of reminds me of. It's a wonderful virtual storage space for all your important stuff. And I really think you need to get with it, people, and you have to get involved in this right now, because this
you'll be glad you did.
Could pull your fat out of the fryer at a certain point.
And 2 points I think you should mention. One, it's a backup for everything.
Right.
If your PC were to blow up, you would still have everything, and also you have access it to anytime you've got your smartphone.
Which means if you're in your accountant's office and he needs a document that you forgot to physically bring with you, you can pull it if you've got it stored with iConfidential.
As Rob Spiewak said, you have access it to it.
Yes.
Right.
As any time it you want it, you can access it.
For example, let's say you needed a dictionary to teach you how to speak. All you would have to do is pull it down, and you have access
to
it.
Did you really? I mean, that wasn't a mistake?
No, that was a mistake.
Oh, good. You scared me for a second.
No.
I thought I might not know some grammatical rule.
A pro glosses it right over.
Yeah, like I do. $1 million
pros
coverage.
Pros that you work with call attention to it.
Same security as your bank. That's my job.
Right.
iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient.
It is.
Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, for just $7.95 a month, iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. On today's show... I need to get this house painted.
Yes.
This house is where we house our studios and...
House.
How do I say this delicately? Mm-hmm. I'm in a different space than I've been in recent years.
Right.
And I remember what this house... What was required to paint this house last time.
Well, can I bring up something we've discussed in a previous show?
Yes.
You have sort of like a little airlock that separates the original house to where the kitchen is.
Right.
And you have your coat rack there.
Yes.
And I remember when we were between jobs.
Yes.
You took it upon yourself to paint a small area of the house.
Yes.
Not only did you choose a most vivid color.
I've always been very bad at color selection.
It peeled almost instantly.
It did.
And when I first got here, it was December, and I went to hang my coat there. I thought, oh my goodness, he's uncovered the original paint from 1900.
Right.
But it was actually a recent project. I would like to repost the photo of that paint job.
Sure,
we
can do that.
Because ladies
this
and
is,
gentlemen,
this is recent.
We are in a situation now where we do this little internet radio show, and none of the rules of radio apply. Well. And when I say rules, I'm talking about payola. And I'm talking about the fact that I'm looking for painting contractors.
You go get them, Alan Freed.
That are looking for some fine exposure on this very radio show. And I don't care if you're a fly-by-night, if you're a mom and pop. As far as I'm concerned, just get that paint on the wall. That's
mom
what
and pop is okay. Stay away from the fly-by-nights.
Well, I don't know, Rob. Yeah, but bottom line is, you've seen. Have you boys taken a good look around this house?
Well,
I have. You know, it's rough.
Now, you're mainly concerned with exterior paint at this point, right?
Only exterior.
Okay,
paint.
Very good. Yeah,
only, and
there's
that's
a little
why
peeling going on.
Mark and I were sitting on the sun porch yesterday doing a little brainstorming and came up with...
I've been enjoying that. We've been doing that a lot lately.
Mark and I, in 8 minutes, can come up with what a lot of people would like to sit for 3 hours to figure out. Paint-a-thon 2011. Paint-a-thon 2011. Now, we're really... Wow. What we're doing right here is we're thinking out loud... and we kind of it germinated yesterday, but we're really not sure. But the bottom line is, we thought we'd do listeners, and then listeners would be ridiculous.
Oh no,
we couldn't. The insurance,
the liability alone.
No,
that's an insurance no-no, isn't it?
It's a little more than that.
Better call Encore.
You're gonna have all your windows blacked out. It's gonna be horrible. Glass shards of glass falling from the sky.
Some of them should be blacked out.
Yes, RJ.
But it'd be a way to raise some funds for the show too.
No, stop it. You're not involved.
Hello, I'm going to weigh in now.
Yeah, do not. You're not allowed. Just because Oscar's not here, don't contribute in areas where you're not qualified.
I was born in March.
All right, very good. So Paint-a-thon 2011 is a way that we, A, get the house painted.
Yeah.
That's right.
B, give some contractors that might be looking to get the word out about their painting company out to the world.
I think that's really, if that should be number one. We're looking to help somebody.
No. Yeah, Mike, looking to get the house painted.
We're looking to help somebody.
Threefold, maybe somebody who wants to advertise on this show.
Because right.
Okay. They'll see. So, Paint-a-thon 2011. What am I leaving out?
Well, basically, what we were thinking of doing is having like almost like a contest where the first, say, five painters come out to the house on a specific day that we decide. And we'll give each of them a side of the house to
and
paint.
And a bucket of whitewash.
Yes. And
I'll provide the paint.
That's right.
Not the brushes or the ladders, or but I'll provide the the primer, because I think it has to be primed in certain
why
areas.
Why would you provide
it has
the
to
paint?
Be sanded, huh?
Why would you provide the paint? You're not in the contest.
We probably wouldn't have to.
Really? You're the judge. And if you were to provide the paint and the primer, it might, for lack of a better word, taint your judgment.
Really?
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
I don't care if it's 10. I don't care if it's 5. I don't care if it's 1. I'm looking to a painting contractor, okay?
Well.
The fact is...
you do want to help.
I don't know to F8 that or not.
Look, I know that there's... I think this is a highly competitive...
This is
a highly competitive racket.
Uh-huh. It is.
And I know that we have done wonders...
We can help.
...for other contractors.
Right.
And I know that we need some advertising.
We do.
I didn't realize you had gotten that close to the air conditioning
and
guy.
And I also know that my game plan is... you know, we've had... As you guys know, mm-hmm. I've been talking about lots of different options as far as where we're going to do this show. Well, the fact is, the show belongs in this living room.
Yes.
And
always
I want to keep it in this living room
You're
for the
so
foreseeable
right about
future.
That.
Future. Yeah. Yeah. And so Paint-a-thon 2009.
Yeah.
Mark, when he started talking about this, it was, you know, in a perfect world, we'd have like five painting contractors.
That's right.
Right.
With crews. All on the same day, and they'd all take a different side of the house, and then we'd
now, each side of the house, there are how many sides relatively?
There are about 30,
right?
30
sides.
No,
really.
Can we divide it into five sides, do you think?
Now,
I think so.
You're doing what you do in poker,
Pentagon?
And this is not, do not do that. You're making this more complex than it needs to be. I want to keep it simple.
Don't worry
about the sides of the house.
All I want to know is, will each side be the same color?
Of course.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's
Christ.
A building code we must meet.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be
yes.
really the only thing you would have to do is pick out the color, which I know you just said it's not your strong
it's
point.
It's white.
Yeah, it would stick
you just
with
red. Go with
go
white.
With red. It's Rob's favorite color, white.
Rob's.
Yes.
Right.
And that's all we need to worry about
okay,
is white.
Okay, well, that's easy.
Semi-gloss.
And then white semi-gloss.
Yes, that's
what's
that's
on
what you
the,
want, yeah.
I think that's what it
exterior
is.
Exterior house paint.
Or glossy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No,
well,
probably
you don't want to cause traffic accidents.
Water.
Jesus, it looks like the Fortress of Solitude.
Look at the water beat.
Look at the middle of Manassas.
Look at the water beat up on it.
I don't know. Semi-gloss. And I think maybe latex? Probably latex.
Probably latex.
Because I used to use, when I was in New England, after I picked tobacco, right after that, because I pussied out on my tobacco job after like 3 weeks.
Kind of a really hard job, though.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. And I was 14 or something. Like 14 or 15 years old. And I went right from that to painting houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the top of these old colonials, and we're using oil-based paint, and it's August, and it's 89 degrees. And I'm up there just going, whoa.
So you did used to get high.
Oh, yeah. My God. Unbelievably
You know
high.
What lasts?
Horrible. I didn't know. I was horrible. Yeah.
What lasts? And we have listeners in other countries that could make this happen. How about lead-based paint?
Lead-based paint.
It wears like iron.
But it's
with
heavy.
Just a hint of asbestos.
Yeah, and the chips are delicious.
I'm going to throw something out here.
Okay.
Is it me?
No. I will accept. I'm not going to be. Look, I know it's my home.
Yeah.
But if you have to have a license. You have to have that insurance.
Yeah,
stuff.
Bonded
insurance.
Because
I can't.
All that.
I can't, you know,
set the bar high, Mike.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, but I would accept Chan from Alaska.
Oh, really?
Why are you waving your hands?
No.
Why don't you let him stay at your house?
No.
Why don't you let him
no.
stay at your house?
My house is fine.
What affairs you about Chan?
If you have him back, he'll never leave.
He was a great man.
He was.
He is.
He helped me
very
enormously.
Helpful.
He gave us that fantastic seafood. He gave us so many wonders. He gave me a great knife.
He can stay with me
cutting,
if you need
cutting.
If he
water.
Comes to your
really?
Home.
Sure.
If That's he comes wonderful. To your home, have the knife handy.
Well, he's in the mix because I know he's
very
a
good.
Painting
okay.
contractor.
Yeah, well,
I know he's a contractor.
I definitely hear from him quite a bit.
Good.
So
good.
I can talk to him.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? If you're coming to town, I really like you.
I know we've got a million things going here.
We do.
I know,
so
because,
many.
But you know what? It's fall.
Yes.
I start to think about the show very seriously in the fall, and we got stuff to figure out.
Yes.
And I just don't want. We have guests and people occasionally that roll in here, whether it be a chef, whether it be Duff Goldman,
movie
whether
stars.
It be you know, people that roll in here. And I want this. I don't want to have the paint chipping off. And since they cut the trees down in the front,
you can
yeah,
see.
I realized
noticeable.
How nasty
and
this house is starting to look.
Then you got to look to your shutters.
Yeah, well, that I'm taking care of.
You got shutters on your porch. It almost looks like a mosquito breeding ground out there.
Faux shutters.
Rows of them.
I know. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I got.
So you want to shoot for mid-October?
I'll shoot for whenever we get it together. Okay. I'll shoot for whenever we get all it right. together.
No shooting.
If you or someone you know is a painting contractor and you know you can spare 8 hours to come out here
bring
and do
your
this,
own ladder.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring all your own.
You got to bring all your own stuff.
This is for
and
professionals.
Brushes.
Yes, okay.
Right.
This is for professionals. Here's the offer we make. Every one of the painting contractors will be spotlighted on one of our shows.
That's right.
Heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And an autograph photo.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Don't.
It's hyperbole.
You're mocking. I'm
serious.
Not. I want to get this to
as
did
a
I,
heart attack.
Did I give you yesterday
the whole show?
The entire
the
program
show.
To
the whole
vent show. Your weird
maybe,
psychobabble?
Maybe they want the photo.
Huh?
Maybe they want the photo. Maybe the photo's the straw.
I am trying to get something done here.
So am I.
I am trying to. No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're still waking up from the weekend.
Okay,
so Paint-a-thon 2011.
Yes, I'm on
ideally, it would be one day.
Yeah,
right?
Well, right, yeah.
Where we get all these trucks and vans. If we could do that, it would mm-hmm. be
if we could do that on a Thursday, too, because then we can roll it right into the bonus show.
Yeah,
and then
we bring them all in, and we just get.
Think of the fun.
S-faced with them.
No,
oh, cool.
Painters love to drink.
Beer Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Jeez, well, I just got started on that. Today on the show, do we need a postal service? There's somebody that I would like to draft for a president of the United States.
Really? Mm.
Oh.
Ready for some football. We got a great thing that we're going to be doing for fantasy football.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, let me tell you why it's great. Because once again, as I often want to do, I am trying to delegate as much of my life as I possibly can to Mark Ronick.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
so that he not dies qualified. Of a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
But Mark
so far, so good.
Mark doesn't have nervous breakdown
no,
in
he
him.
Doesn't. It's
no,
he doesn't.
There isn't one part of him that has that.
No.
I could look at Mark and go, Mark, I want the thing to enter it. And Mark was like, well, if that's the way you feel about it.
He's very Mr. Calm.
And if he started to have a heart attack, he could trade out his own funeral before he hit the ground.
Oh,
I'd
I've
like to talk to Buzz about something today that I think I've mentioned it briefly on the show, but I'm more serious than you might know.
Okay.
Iowa fall road trip. Still working on that.
In the works.
Update on that. And now to my numero uno thing that I want to talk about, and of course we've already blown up the first segment.
But let's get all
when
those
we
things.
Come back. I would like to talk to you about an acting job that's probably the best I've seen in many, many years.
Eager to hear
that's
it?
That's how good it was. We'll come back with a review of Our Idiot Brother right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know what? I made a mistake today.
What?
How?
I made a mistake.
I got these great supplements on Weight Not that I take every single day.
Right.
And you take them at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Morning, midday, and p.m.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was sitting there today, and I said, you know what? What is wrong with me? I feel so incredibly hungry. I don't understand. And I realized about half an hour ago, I reached into my pocket. Oh, that's my morning little.
You still hadn't taken
my morning little vitamins.
They do.
Oh, I'm supposed to take. And it makes a huge difference.
Makes a huge difference because the program is so. Do you agree, RJ?
Absolutely.
Got to take those supplements.
Don't forget.
I'm sure I'll find out about it today, you know.
Oh, that's right. Rob
we're checking
is
him in.
Going to have his Weight Not meeting today.
Yay. Yes.
And
I'm not sure. Apparently, they tell you about the program and you pose for photos. So I'm looking forward to that.
All nude.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And on all fours.
Well, what I'm hoping is my signature shot is naked, but back to the camera, head over my shoulder.
Right.
Oh, like, if like George Costanza thing.
If I can do it, if I can get my head over.
Obesity statistics in the United States are overwhelming, and we are going in the wrong direction as a society. Mm-hmm. And Weight Not is here to help. And I am here to tell you that if you know somebody who has battled the bulge, if somebody has been fighting their weight, you know, their entire lives and have tried just umpteen diets, and umpteen's a big number, if they've continuously failed, they will not fail on Weight Not. They will succeed on Weight Night because Weight Not, that's a lovely picture.
Yeah, that's
George
what
this is what I hope to recreate today at Weight Night.
That's terrific, yes. remind me to get that picture of you.
I'm going to have to rent some socks.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or go to waitnot.com. There are unbelievable results out there for you, and if you want to see what they're all about, the reason you get the unbelievable results is because you get the results right away, and there's no waiting, and that was always a problem for me. You go through that period of deprivation. starvation, and then you just don't see anything, and then it's about metabolism, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the math. I don't know the science behind it. I know that Weight Not works because they have these eggheads that have done the work for you.
Sure worked for ours,
and it's worked amazingly. How many pounds now?
Well, Mike, 78 pounds.
78 pounds.
Really, really. I mean, my God, that's incredible.
I'm coming close to the end now of the steady trim phase, and then I'm going to go back to have another interview with the counselor and see where we stand.
Okay,
because I'm targeting further. So
that's good.
I have a great recipe for you. I know you like those taco salads.
Love taco salads, my favorite food.
And you know, my wife is doing Weight Not now.
Oh boy, and she's a good cook.
She's a good cook, and she found a recipe by Ina. Chicken chili. And it has nothing. It's all approved Weight Not food in it.
Oh, yum, yum.
She made it for me last night. It is delicious.
Really?
You will love it.
Send me that recipe.
I will.
That is excellent.
I am ready for that.
I'm excited based on the results I've seen with you and RJ. That's what get me excited to do this.
Here is the phone number, 855-934-4486. Or you can just go to our webpage and see their ad. It's weightnot.com, weightnot.com, and
we
thank you in advance. Movie time. I don't get out to the old cinema like I used to, and took the daughters out this weekend, just me and my two daughters. Carla was at her mom's house, and I was really, really lukewarm on Our Idiot Brother. And I tell you, I came away from that movie. Not that this movie is the greatest comedy you will ever see.
All right.
Is it a pure comedy?
Because
it looks
not
like
a pure
comedy. It looks they don't know how to spin it in the commercials.
It's really kind of lost in that regard.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you, it's all about performance. And I swear to God, Paul Rudd.
Funny, funny man.
Plays a dumb guy and does it and underplays it.
He's good.
In such a brilliant way that you're not going to have, this is not a Something About Mary. This is not an Animal House. Mm-hmm. This is not a guffaw for the whole movie.
Okay.
But there are just moments where he is so stupid, and he does things, and he's not stupid in a Will Ferrell way.
Good.
Thank God.
He is stupid in a way where you would go, Jesus, when you really meet a dumb person.
Right?
Yeah.
And you say to them, you know, what did you say that for? What are you doing, you incredible idiot? And they're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realize, you watch this movie and you realize when people do stupid things, it really is because they're kind of innocent and naive.
Right. Yeah, that's what it boils down to.
Oh, my God. It is just, I thought it was fracturingly funny.
Did your daughters like it?
Yeah. Well, they like, as Don used to say about his son Bart, he likes everything.
Okay.
They're still at a phase where I think that they like
every
most
movie.
Movies they go
they
soon.
Like when the lights go down and the colors go on the screen. It's exciting.
I think he does a lot of good movies. I mean, everything that he does, whether the movie is good or not, he always seems to really shine in that movie.
And he was on Friends, wasn't he? Wasn't he?
Yes,
semi-regular on Friends. Mm-hmm. He was very funny on that.
He possesses this wonderful ability that certain movie actors have to completely be at ease on camera. You know, what you see is what you get.
He can play a regular guy really well.
Yeah. And he's in another character that's in this movie is the guy that played the transportation security guy from She's Out of Your League.
Mm-hmm.
She's Out of My League. And just a fantastic actor. A lot of pot humor in it. You know, he's a stoner. He's a stoner.
Right.
And he just, you know, says the wrong things at the wrong
time. And he's dumb. And,
you know, he's excellent on talk shows. He's a very good, he's witty and he's funny. Do you know what his first showbiz gig was?
What's that?
Was a kid's DJ/entertainer, and if you go on YouTube, you can see tapes of him like at bar mitzvahs.
Wow,
with
really?
Like an 80s haircut, and
oh
I mean, just
God.
Short of doing balloon animals, it's probably good training for being at ease in any situation if you're working a bar mitzvah.
Well,
I like the guy.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. It's Our Idiot Brother. I thought it was very, very well done.
Very
and
cool.
There are a lot of movies that are coming up in the fall that I'm getting kind of jacked up about. Moneyball. Moneyball with Brad Pitt. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, who hasn't done a movie in a while.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. And I think there are a bunch of them out
and
there.
And I think there's a really good
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman?
Yes.
Faye?
A little bit.
I think maybe you're right.
I think there's a really good TV season coming, too, and I hope to report on that in within the next couple of weeks.
We didn't get to it yesterday, and we can do it now. Yeah. The True Blood, which wraps up, I guess, this coming Sunday.
Right, right.
We'll have the finale, although Sunday night's episode felt like the finale.
It really did. Big buildup.
You could tell it was leading up to it.
Yeah, sure. Which could be a problem, because sometimes when you have the finale, you know, that's not really the finale, that causes some problems. I will tell you this about True Blood, that starting out wobbly on it, I went all in, and I've thoroughly enjoyed their movement into the comedy aspect of things, where they're doing a lot of shtick, and it doesn't bother me that much.
I like the shtick, but I hate that witch.
Well, oh, but you don't like Marnie?
Oh,
that's
great. Like her.
Catch up with the storyline, you'll be pleased.
Well, I suppose.
Marnie is just amazing. And I think maybe she turns the strength out to of be, the actress is really what saved that storyline.
When by the time you get to the end of the season, and I think you should, because I watched
this week's
worthwhile episodes ahead. Yeah. I think it pays off. And the fact, I didn't like her either, but now that she's done, I liked her very much.
Well, I she is not certainly easy on the eye.
Right. This is perhaps one of the main problems. That was a really good-looking show for a while,
but the
it
fact
really
is
was.
There's still plenty of good-looking going
on. Yes.
You know who I like? You know who my little secret one is?
The brother.
No. Next to him.
I would do him.
He's cute.
I would do Jason Statham.
Yeah, he's a very good-looking guy.
If I was going to sleep with a man, and somebody said, "Hey, you've got to sleep with a man," I'd say, him.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll take him. I think he's absolutely dreamy.
You've always liked him stupid.
I like him stupid and skinny.
No.
Don't look at Mark.
I need to move over.
I like the wear.
Mark is very smart.
So the thing about
wait. Who's your...
The piece of ass in that is the bride... I shouldn't say bride. The wife of the werewolf that's kind of into Sookie. The werewolf, wife that was almost having an affair with the pack leader. She's just like Sookie, but she's naughty and dirty.
You know who I like
is nasty.
The redhead that keeps saving
is
Jason.
Quite hot.
She's very hot.
She doesn't do it.
Why not?
She would.
That whole ginger thing.
I like that.
I hate to sound like high school kids.
I'm very picky about redheads, but she's definitely on the yes list.
I think if you were gonna in the in order of my priorities here, you know, number one on my hit parade would be
what?
Sam Merlot squeeze.
Changer.
She's
my
sexy.
God, she is so incredibly sexy.
When you watch her, do you find yourself changing?
Steadily.
Yes.
And slowly.
It moved.
Yes, rapidly. Then you got Sookie, of course.
Right.
And Sookie just, you know, and Anna Paquin, man, I mean, she gets it done.
Yeah.
I would have, when I watched that, knowing that those two, that Bill Compton and Sookie are married in real life.
Right.
Yeah.
And you see, like, the three-way dream sequences. Right. Yeah. With Eric, and I'm like, Jesus, that's got to be
weird. Yeah, apparently,
I mean,
they're okay
so,
with it.
But
yeah.
They're so credible.
Right.
Compton commented on Regis this
What's
week.
What's his real name?
What is it?
Do we know what his real name is?
Stephen Moyer.
Stephen Moyer.
Hey, good job.
Very good.
That's it.
He looks like he's aged 10 years in the past year.
Yeah,
he
does.
Looks not so good, and also his hair a little too dark.
He looks dead.
Yeah, but I mean, in real life, he's looking that way. But he says that he's okay with it because he's read the script ahead, and he says, you know, he knows it's just acting. But it's so intense with those guys.
Who knows? It is so credible. You look at those sex scenes, you're like, they really both are wanting to do her.
Maybe that opens up some doors for them in their personal life. Maybe now, you know, they're getting comfortable with the three-way thing.
Johnny's sex a lot.
He's just
over
back
here
from camp.
So, Johnny, we're going to have them
still
to the beach.
Fresh off of sex camp.
We're going to have them to the beach house.
Exactly.
He may be right, though.
Well, I give it a thumbs up. Buzz, you like it so far this year?
I do. It's
not as good as last year.
I ran hot and cold in the middle of the season, but now I'm glad I took the ride.
Is this season 3?
Yes.
I think season 1 was the best.
Yeah, I think that I love the King of Louisiana last year.
Oh, he was good.
What do you think about the whole fairy plot line?
As long as they're hot. How did you
like that scene?
The scene where the sheriff gets back?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
She was
turbo hot.
And you know what? He's another good guy at playing stupid.
But he's great in everybody. You know, God, you get a job on True Blood. Every, you know, there's probably, if they put a want ad in for acting, actors, they would say, every male actor gets banged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
I think maybe one of the problems with True Blood is there is too much going on.
There is
a
lot.
How many storylines are going right now? Five, six arcs?
There were a handful. They're tying up now, but there were about a handful of stories.
It's a lot to follow.
Yeah, they wrap up a lot of different stuff. It does get a little too busy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, one of my other favorite shows debuted last night. Of course, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
So, I tried, like a little kid, I tried to stay up and stay with it.
No.
And you want to talk about that. Now, I hear the second half. Now, I only watched the first half of Sons of Anarchy, mm-hmm. and everybody told me the good stuff is in the second half. But I'll tell you, dialogue heavy, dialogue laden with the conspiracies and the gun running.
Not what you're looking
Irish
for, right?
And the new sheriff and the blah, 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 blah.
Hold on.
And I just nodded out completely.
You didn't like stuff about Irish?
No, I don't like. What to me, this is what I want. I said this on the radio this morning. I said, what I want from my motorcycle gang, I want them to like go into bars and get into fights and bang like porn stars.
Right.
That's what I want from my motor. And this is almost too much intrigue. But apparently, based on reality, if you look at some of the models of motorcycle clubs that will go nameless, they are involved in multi-layered organized crime, which is and at a very sophisticated level.
Okay.
At least that's the way I understand it. So
I tried to get into the show. I couldn't. I want to do a couple of look backs. Curb Your Enthusiasm has had an amazing season.
So funny.
The last three episodes in particular, just, you know, laugh out loud funny. Really
I will
strong.
Tell you this, and I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I turn that show on. I have tried that show more than any other show. I abhor to my toes, Larry David.
That's perfect.
Well,
I mean, you're supposed to.
You are
supposed
to.
I don't like him even as funny. I don't.
He doesn't dislike him.
I don't think that he's. I know he's a great writer, and I don't. But his show, you always know what's going to happen. You know Larry's going to go into a situation and say something totally rude.
But that's what's so great about it, because it's going to be so bad. And then when you think it can't get any worse,
when I'm watching
it gets worse.
When I'm watching it with Bill Buckner, and you want to talk about an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm that is Taylor.
Written for you.
I thought of
you. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Yeah. And now we're going to have. And the guy gets up, we're going to have to ask you to leave because you're Bill Buckner. It's like, it's so broad. It's so not nuanced. It's so hit you over the head with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, but I think that there are parts of the show that are broad and huge like that, that are just littered with nuance, and you watch it really close, and the relationships he has with people and the facial expressions and real famous people that are asked to go in there and actually, you know, make very, very sizzling portrayals
parodies
of themselves.
I really wish I could tell you, fellas. I
thought
you would have
loved that episode.
So many people, you know, Jack Diamond's guy, Jimmy Alexander, who's become a very good friend of mine, who just is absolutely incredulous that I do not like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You might be too goyish.
I also want to acknowledge the series finale of Rescue Me tonight. It's been an incredible series. I'm sad to see it go. I think it's time. I understand, but I am sad to see it go.
Is this going to be a 9/11 thing?
Well, all of this, the entire series has been about how these firefighters were, in their own ways, even though they survived 9/11, were destroyed or at least severely affected by it. So it really is very much about that, and I think the final episode will reflect that.
Hard for me to watch because the lead character is named Tom Gavin.
How do you guys feel changing the subject? And I think anybody
else,
we're done with our little TV chat here. But I don't know. I feel weird about the whole 9/11 coverage. I do not care to watch any of it.
I am so with you.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that we were in that city when that happened?
I think it hit all of us really close and really hard. And one thing that I will always remember is that while all of America was coming to terms with understanding exactly what happened, we were doing the same thing on a radio station in New York City. Mm-hmm. We were sharing our revelations with millions of people at the same time. And it was very tough and it was very personal. There was a thing on the National Geographic channel last night, a special called Surviving 9/11.
Right.
I have audio from it, and it was painful for me to pull it.
Yeah.
There was to listen to the stuff again.
There was a story about a guy that was buried in the rubble that was coming through the atrium or the lobby when the first tower went down. And how he was buried. I found myself, I didn't want to hear it.
I had a hard time putting it together.
You know what I think it is? I don't think any of us wants to forget the people we lost that day, but what we do want to forget, what we don't want to be reminded of, is how vulnerable we felt that day. And every time this comes up again, I'm reminded of that vulnerability, and I don't want to think about it.
How S-faced was I when I walked down to the ground zero that you night? How obliterated. Yeah. Could I have made that walk to and from if I hadn't been as obliterated
as I
was? Well,
you joined me in a restaurant when you returned from that walk.
Did I come back? Did I join you after I came back?
You sat down, you ordered a full meal, and then you left. And the waiter came up to me. He said, "Where is he?" I said, "You're going to want to cancel that meal."
Wow.
Yeah. You were toasted.
I ordered food after I came back? Yep. Jesus, really?
Yeah.
We all sort of wandered around in a
daze. It was really just... I can't put the week together in my head.
We went to the lobby bar of the Essex House after the 7 or 8 hours that we were on the air.
Right, and that's where we watched the coverage for that first day.
And then we came back, and I'll never forget, do you remember that Southern lady?
Yes.
That Texas lady ordering her little foo-foo dessert?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at her going, how the f*** can you eat... When you know, are you aware of what we've been living for the last 8 hours with this stuff? And then we had a couple of toddies, and I guess I wasn't all that baked until later on. But I mean, all I know is I walked.
You were pretty gone when you got to us.
60 blocks down, because I said, at that point, we weren't getting even on the radio.
No.
We weren't getting information to the extent of they're all taken care of down there. They've got everybody they need.
Nobody
knew
anything.
They might still be in need of volunteers.
Right.
So I walked down through neighborhoods I would have never walked down in New York City. Walked all the way down there, was greeted by a white shirt, which were the officers in the police department, who said, "We've got 10,000 professionals, sir. We don't need any help from volunteers." Mm-hmm. I remember that, and I turned around and I walked all the way back.
I remember,
and I'll never forget it as long as
I remember two things, and I was still in awe of the city. We hadn't been going up there that long,
right.
And the whole New York scene is so. If you've never been there, you just must see it, because it's crowded and busy and go all the time.
It's fun to live Manhattan. Right. Yeah.
And that night, it was hot, sizzling hot, and I walked to Times Square. We weren't that far from there.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Times Square, the place that I only really knew from Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Right.
And I've seen it packed with people. I've seen the sidewalks literally full,
right,
where you couldn't move. And I sneezed, and it echoed back at me.
Yeah.
That's how empty the city was that
empty.
Night. The other thing I remember is when they were saying that there might be an attack right about 4 blocks from me, and it was Peter Jennings with his sleeves rolled up,
right,
and I was ready to run into Central Park. We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah,
but this was 2 days later.
It was strange.
So what do you do then for the 10-year anniversary of this horrific event? What's the best thing to
do? What's the right thing to do? The appropriate thing?
I got no effing clue.
Do you think
you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, man, I said this to Carla the other day. I'm worried. I think we're ripe for it again.
I do too. Yeah. I had the exact same thought.
I think they'd love to hit us.
I think,
yeah.
Well,
There's some who'd like to, but I don't think they will.
I hate the word anniversary.
I struggle to say it, I don't think it's right.
And I think, if nothing else, the way to observe this event coming up would be quiet reflection and renewed
moment of silence and renewed vigilance.
Let's not let it happen again.
I think Al-Qaeda is virtually decimated, not completely gone, and the nuts are still out there. We have some in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the U.S. is much better prepared, although we still have a long way to go. I think we're much better prepared. I think the likelihood of something like that happening, although always a possibility, is pretty slim right now.
Well, I hope so.
That's what we felt back then, too.
The reason I brought it up is that, we're starting to get the frenzy. The frenzy is out there where they're all going to have their specials.
Yeah,
they're all going to have their retrospectives. I don't know, man. In fact, we'll talk about it more, I suppose, because you got to, to a certain extent. It's personal. It feels weird.
Yeah, it is personal.
It feels different. I mean,
it doesn't
feel
like 10 years, I'll tell you that.
No.
We all experienced, if I am wrong, you guys tell me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, we all experienced a singular moment that I will never forget is when that car that we were all riding in drove out of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked back at that skyline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that skyline didn't exist the way we had remembered it. Mm-hmm. I will never forget that as long as I live. That was the moment where it hit me like a ton of bricks, because we were relieved
to get out
of the city.
Mm-hmm.
But then
it was
Friday afternoon. And we were relieved to get out of there, and then looked back and went, oh, just remember, we're out of there, but look what we're leaving behind. Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about this more maybe down the road. Who knows? I'm going to try to process it and see what I think. You know? And I might watch some of this stuff, but it just...
It hurt. It hurt to see the stuff on Nat Geo. It really
anybody,
did.
Anybody, you know, there are different people that are affected by it. People in both cities that were there. In our case, we were affected by both cities.
Right.
It's strange. It's just I want it to just go away in a way.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we will come back and we will lighten up the mood a little bit and open up Rob's magic audio vault.
Jerry free.
Yes. Jerry.
I have a couple tapes.
My God.
I was kidding.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Hey, if you're looking for something good on YouTube, we recommend Wyandotte Street Presents. Direct from L.A., it's original content every week. It's sketches, improv, music, stand-up, and filmmakers.
First thing I remember,
Google Wyandotte Street Presents. That's WYNDOTTE, Wyandotte Street Presents. Or easier still, click their ad on our website.
Do that.
Friend, like, or subscribe to get bonus content. And check out the hot new online variety show, Wyandotte Street Presents. We thank you in advance.
You've already opened the thing, but you're killing me with curiosity. Who would you draft for president? I have to know.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, no!
There you go. Leave them wanting more. I know those rules. That's a showbiz rule.
Not cool, dude.
It's not who you might think.
I'm eager to hear. Yeah, I'll tune in tomorrow. Actually,
let's save it for the bonus show.
I've just shut up.
Let's do a pay-per-view, Mark. Yes.
I have just tragically overhyped a throwaway horrible
thing.
Well,
you have 24 hours to, you know.
I'm totally embarrassed. To
come up with something a lot better.
You know, I will.
24 hours.
You know, I will seriously put my brain to it.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Or maybe not.
Speaking of the presidency, Joe Biden is our vice president.
Yes.
He recently did a speech about jobs. Mike, I was shocked. I was shocked at what he said.
What did he say?
I was just shocked at what Joe
Biden said. Let's listen to what he says about jobs.
I would think this guy would have a better presentation than this, Joe Biden.
This guy.
I've got some good news for us today. Not only is our economy overall on the brink of extinction, the president and I remain focused on not recovering from this recession. In the words of President Obama, and I want to quote him, he said, we would support bankruptcy, total collapse. But because of what we did, debt is rising again, and it's gaining traction. People with jobs, we're focused on making sure that if you work hard, wages aren't keeping pace with prices of everything from gas to groceries to health care and college tuition. Folks, all I ask you to do is go under. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm shocked that he went away with all that. Don't you think that's odd?
That guy.
When's Mr. McZipplick's going to give his big speech? Tomorrow night?
Thursday night, right? Right, between the second and third quarter, right?
I think so, yeah.
You know what I think he's going to say? I think he's going to say this.
Speaking of which, I know we've had this before, but I want to refresh your memory because it's a setup. Do you remember the goat who yells like a man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the Jerry Lewis goat.
I love the goat who yells like
a man. This is not the Jerry Lewis goat. This is a European goat. It sounds
You don't have to tell me what you played this, and I remember. I sound like Sterling Sharp there. You don't have to tell me. I know.
It sounds like he's yelling Fred. Now, this is not a new tape, okay?
Right.
But what is new to me, and I want to thank the 4 dozen people who sent it to me, is the people that mashed up the yelling goat with Oprah Winfrey introducing guests.
Okay.
Now, you can see this video on our YouTube page.
Okay, good.
And it's a little bit better to watch, but the audio is strong, too.
All right.
So here's the yelling goat versus Oprah Winfrey.
Oscar nominee, Kate Hudson! Marianne Cotillard!
Here is the vision herself, Mariah Carey.
Avril Lavigne! Coming out, Stephanie Moore! Ladies and gentlemen, Bette Midler! Please welcome Julia Roberts! My dear, delightful friend, Julia Roberts! Please welcome John Kennedy! Please welcome Joss Stone!
It was about a year and a half ago when I first met Madonna!
I'm sorry!
So I am
Hugh Jackman! Coming up!
That's that. I think that's
fantastic.
I do like that. I don't know who put it together. It's on YouTube 5 billion times, but congratulations on doing that. Here's from, I have to, a tip of the Mike O'Mara Show cap.
Yes.
To Trip Affleck, who posted this on my wall this morning.
Trip.
A great, great clip from CNN, the cable news network. There is a bleep in this tape that did not exist when CNN.
What do they put on that network? What's on that network?
News.
Really?
Current events.
What's it called again?
Cable News Network.
And it's got initials?
CNN.
They never catch
CNN.
On.
Yes, the Cable News Network.
Yeah, that won't fly.
No, I don't think so. Well, who was 24 hours of news?
Boring.
Anyway, there is a bleep in this cut that I had to put there. Note that when it aired on CNN, there was no bleep. And it's a cutesy story about a woman who's still driving at age 103. They play a nice song for, I think you'll like it. It's a warm, fuzzy piece, Mike.
His flavor still driving the age of 103. And you know when she's coming. No mistaking, her 79 two-tone Coupe de Ville. But I think the story here is she's 103. 104 next month, and she looks 25 years younger. Miss Flamer, this shout out's for you.
I've been driving down the motherfucking streets, bitch, with my beats, bitch, sending tweets, bitch.
They didn't edit it.
On the note of music, we aired some music just a few minutes ago, and obviously, for those of you that heard it, it was the wrong music that aired. And we
Okay, do we have the, can we put the video up? Is there a video?
There is a video. It's on my Facebook page. You can go see it.
I would say the funny in that has to be the reaction of the anchors coming back when you see their look.
The apologies,
Oh, my God. Let me.
You want to hear the bleep again?
Yeah.
But why are they playing that song for a 104-year-old
because
woman?
Because she's driving because down the street, doing, bitch.
It's a rapping song.
Yeah.
Who? But
it's like it's a rapping song.
No, but what I'm saying... No one,
Christmas rap.
No one like screamed this.
And this is CNN. This is
how many
not,
levels did this get through?
What troubles me? This is not a station, you know, in Podunk. This is the cable news network.
CNN.
Yeah.
This is CNN.
104 next month, and she looks 25 years younger. Miss Flamer, this shout-out's for you.
I've been driving down the motherfucking streets, bitch, with my beats, bitch, sending tweets, bitch.
And now the apology.
Wow.
Because they went to spot.
It almost sounds like somebody.
A prank?
Yeah.
I think so.
That had to be a prank.
Because what I would have expected is like Drive My Car by the Beatles or maybe Get Out of Your, you know, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean.
I think they just wanted to know if anybody
Baby,
was watching.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Here's once again the apology.
Now on the note of music, we aired some music just a few minutes ago, and obviously, for those of you that heard it, it was the wrong music that aired, and we apologize for that. It was a terrible mistake, and we're working very hard to make up for it.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Something a little heavy, but it pays off afterwards. I think you'll appreciate this. Jimmy Kimmel, back from vacation last night, did a great tribute in his monologue to his Uncle Frank. And I think you remember Uncle Frank, the security guard that would stand with him on his show.
Yep.
He obviously loved him dearly, and I didn't realize he went back as a security guard to Caesar's Palace in the 60s.
Okay.
Uncle Frank knew Rickles. Uncle Frank knew Frank Sinatra.
Wow. Right.
And it's really kind of fun here, not fun, but touching, that Kimmel really wears his heart on his sleeve and almost breaks up here. This is kind of sweet and very touching.
Because you don't see that from Jimmy Kimmel very
often. No, because he's a little snarky. Here's Kimmel from last night.
As you may have heard, my Uncle Frank has been a fixture on our show since our first night on the air in January of 2003.
He's
passed
already
away over our vacation. Wow. He hated vacation. He decided to ruin ours. He hated vacation because he loved to come to work. He would get here 10, 11, 12 hours before the show started. The show started at the beginning at 9 p.m. He'd be here by 8 a.m.
Okay, so that's
Great.
And this is the he ended his monologue with this last night.
Little
Jimmy
tribute.
Kimmel. Uncle Frank loved being a part of this show. And I want to say thanks to my coworkers who talked to him and visited him and picked him up 12 hours early for work. He loved you. And thanks to all of you who came to the show and who watch for indulging me and letting me put my crazy uncle on a television. Wow.
I think that's really nice.
Oh, that's sad.
Not enough of that.
It is so sad, but here's where it's okay.
Right.
Since he was way back with Rickles, last minute, Jimmy Kimmel called in Rickles, and he did a couple segments with Don Rickles last night.
Oh, wow.
And God, I knew that
I might have to put the old thing on TV.
And you know what? It's Rickles is always, once he got to the chair, a lot. They play a lot more of that Matador music now.
You know, Don Rickles is going to go till he drops.
But the thing is he's still so funny. Here's a couple minutes with Rickles last night talking about Uncle Frank.
Hey, Don, I know that your lovely wife, Barbara, celebrated her birthday.
Yeah, 94. Friday.
Looks great.
What do you do?
At this point, do you go out? Do you go and find something for her and buy her something? How does it work?
Well, usually, I take her over to a hotel and do a couple of moves. Uh-huh. At my age, you just open the robe and go, come on, Spider, come on. And he just sits there going, It's a snap out of it. Take a nap later. Come on. Chippy, right? Was
Aunt Chippy, yeah.
Yeah,
Chippy.
She divorced Chippy. Frank.
Yes, that's right.
Smart move. Okay, listen. No, that's a joke. God bless her soul. And Chippy's in the back going, it's not a joke.
No, she's right there, yeah.
Hi, Chippy. How are you?
I heard a lot about her. I've never met her. I met her tonight. I met your wonderful sister in Vegas.
Yeah.
My mother.
Yeah. Well, what do you want me to do? Throw a party? Your mother was adorable, and your dad, too. They were great. They came backstage.
My mother's Italian, and my dad's German-Irish.
I'm not from immigration.
Sorry, I
didn't. Your father's German?
German-Irish, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting the hell out of here.
There's nothing to worry about.
No, I'm a Jew, and it's all over, and we're now friends, right?
He was here then. He wasn't over there. But
you don't have to cop out. I know your father.
I know. So
does he still wear his helmet?
You'll have to ask my mother.
Okay.
That's your audio. Good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this.
Oh, there we go.
What are you, from immigration?
Does he still wear the helmet?
God, I love Rickles.
Still?
Welcome back to MichaelMeraShow.com. Time to get our news. Here he is, the man, the legend, and I didn't...
God, you didn't let it get to the melody, Mike.
You know what? Exactly. Buzz, there was so much I was going to...
You had something about me, but I have no idea what it is.
I know.
Something serious.
So tomorrow, Mark...
Yes?
Can you send me an email?
Sure.
The draft for president...
Mm-hmm.
And I am ready.
Why don't you
share it with you?
Why don't you just give him the piece of paper?
Oh,
he
can
take it home.
Buzz, you'll enjoy what he has
good
to say.
I look forward to it.
Mark just
tomorrow.
It jumped off the page at him. Very, very much. Very nice.
Well, the news is brought to you today by MC Ginsburg, where people are figuring out. Stop it.
You don't applaud for any other clients. Why do you have to applaud for Ginsy?
My hands are falling asleep.
We all know he's got mad skills.
Uh-huh.
We all know he's good, but with your whole Iowa thing.
He's about to come very important to us, Mike.
All right. I'll applaud for him.
Give it up for Ginsy.
I like Ginsy.
I got half a brain.
I'm gonna buy my wife a gift out there.
She'll be delighted.
I'm looking forward to it.
And it's become clear to us that people are figuring out exactly what they do at MC Ginsburg. Remember, we told you about the guy who wanted the Sons of Anarchy trailer hitch cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
They made that. You can't find it anywhere else. He and his wife had looked on the internet, couldn't find it. Other listeners have had other items made just for them by MC Ginsburg. Ginsburg builds custom jewelry and just about anything else you can imagine, including things that otherwise wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what they made for you. We'd love to hear your stories at MikeOmeraShow.com. MC Ginsburg, just click or scan their link on our website and let them build your imagination.
I want a Mike O'Mara Show ring.
Wouldn't that be cool? They could do that.
I'd love that.
Do that like standing on their heads.
Huh? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, they could do that. Right, their 3D printer.
Look at you, fairly dripping in diamonds.
You know, Christmas is just around the corner. You guys all sit tight.
Keep that in mind.
Right. If Carla calls me and asks for an idea.
Gay. I don't know. It may be borderline gay.
Now, this ring, you're going...
Leather jackets might be better.
Yeah,
that,
then
that's
now
gay
we're,
too.
Yeah, well, now I'm thinking like it's a Letterman type of jacket. I don't know how that's going to go.
This Mike O'Mara Show ring, you wear it on your finger?
No.
Rob.
Ginsy!
It might not be gay.
All right, no problem.
Or maybe.
Wow.
All this walking in with it on.
How and when you wear it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it got too small.
Is there any news these days that doesn't suck? Yes, there is, and we have it here. First of all, the news from careerbuilder.com today saying that listings for job listings are up 20%. And they have a big list of big companies that are preparing to hire 1,000 workers or more. These are big names like PNC, U-Haul, and other big companies that I don't all remember the names of right now.
I heard this major
corporations. This is very encouraging news. Here's some more. Anti-American sentiment is dead, and the rest of the world, once again, wishes it were us.
Ha ha, so
A new worldwide poll ranks the U.S. as the coolest country on the planet. Brazil came in second, Spain third, Italy fourth, and France fifth. And despite his poll numbers here, Obama is one of the reasons. Apple's Steve Jobs.
Hey, Apple.
Hey, Apple! Is another one of the reasons. And the world loves our top rappers, Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg, according to this survey.
Guess who has two thumbs and lives in the coolest country in the world?
Who?
This guy!
A lot of feeling like that.
Wow.
Which brings us to the good thing that 50 Cent is doing. After a recent trip through famine-stricken Africa, 50 decided to donate proceeds from his new energy drink, Street King, to feeding those who are starving there. He says his goal is to pay for 50 billion meals with the proceeds. Quoting him,
Sings the rap, doesn't he, Buzz?
He does. He is a rap singer.
Yeah. Rap singer. Yeah, he'll do a rap song.
That rap music.
You could get a rap CD and he might have a record on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Quoting him, I grew up without money, but I didn't grow up hungry. It's our responsibility to come together and create a solution.
A lot of the kids like to dance to the rap singers.
Yes, I understand.
Do you?
I have nowhere to go with
more
that
good
was just
news.
Fine.
I have more good news.
What?
Fewer Americans are smoking cigarettes, and those who do are smoking fewer of them. For me, it is 9 months and 7 days.
Wow. That's excellent. Good job.
That's good stuff, and I'm with you on that story.
I know. The Centers for Disease Control have a new report that says the downturn in smoking has slowed a bit over the past 5 years, but that the trend continues in that direction. There's even encouraging news as we approach this dark anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of steel from the fallen World Trade Center have been used to build a ship to defend the United States. The Navy's USS New York will anchor in the Big Apple next week.
I love that.
That's
immediate.
That's the kind of tribute.
Do you find that the whole thing, and I don't want to go on a big deal about it, everything I react about 9/11, the way Rob and I reacted just then, it's gut. It's like immediate. It's a gut.
It's part of us. It's part of our fabric.
That's how I react. I hear that. Yes. Good. Yeah. And took the steel, made a ship out of it. Good.
And we may soon get to keep our shoes and belts on at the airport. We've been taking them off in security lines for nearly 10 years now. But
all right. I got to stop this story. I heard this story about the fact that Napolitano came out and said that, hey, and I'm not going to have to take your shoes off. What better way to tell a terrorist that put the bomb back in the shoe than telling the world? No.
I'll tell you why.
It is a public... Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me finish.
Lord.
She is coming out with a public statement about this.
Right.
This is... why do we have... Why not just go to the airport, and when you take a plane, somebody says, oh, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore. Why does it have to be a big announcement? Yeah. Because they're stupid. Because they think. They don't process. Why do we have to broadcast everything we do about that? Because it's safer? Well, it's not going to be now that you're telling people that it's safer.
Well, actually, it will.
How?
Because we are adopting and have adopted in some locations and continue to adopt new technology that the Europeans use. The Europeans don't take off their shoes and belts when they fly, and they are secure because they have, and we are now adopting technology that will scan the shoes and the belts to make sure
I didn't think of that.
After I just spent a fortune on slip-ons...
But we still may have, you know, but
boat
isn't. But part of this is also the fact that they
and we announced
they say because they haven't had this happen that it just doesn't. It's not worth the time.
No,
that they're doing.
Maybe maybe we still have to do it and it's a trick.
Maybe
is it all because of the technology?
It is. It is because of the technology.
Sure?
Positive. Absolutely.
I'll shut up if that's the case.
It is true. In Europe, they are using this technology and we're adopting it here. It will no longer be necessary, and it's okay to say it because the technology will catch it, and because Americans have been very put out by this for a long time, and if it isn't necessary, there's no reason to continue to put people out.
Would that be, on my hit parade, the taking off of the shoes? You know, I like my big old clog you know, my clodhopper boots that I wear.
Right.
My numero uno in the airport is taking those boots off.
It
I
sucks.
Hate it more than sure, anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now,
and the belt, is a close second.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something. When Rob and I take our belts off at the airport, it's like a 15-minute process.
Oh, do you remember when they used to put the tent up for Ringling Brothers? It looked like that.
It's like
there's men with sledgehammers.
Seriously. It's an anaconda going through the Everglades. That's exactly what it is.
But I guess now gone is our chance to ever see the bare feet of Janet Napolitano.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I can smell them.
See, I told you I had good news. In other news, there's a big debate tonight among Republican presidential hopefuls, just as Rick Perry takes a distinct lead over Mitt Romney and just as Michelle Bachmann begins to fall off the radar screen. This ABC News Washington Post poll has Republicans believing that Perry has the best shot at beating Obama. But a new NBC News poll shows that in a head-to-head with Perry or any other specific Republican candidate, Obama wins. Look for the Republicans to go after each other tonight. Perry, because he's now the front runner, and Romney, because he's come out with an economic plan that the other candidates are either going to have to endorse or disagree with.
Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, Palin, still undeclared, sits this one out.
That's not my draft.
Oh, okay.
I'll surprise you with that tomorrow. But I like I like Bloomberg. The more I
put him on your fantasy team?
The more absolutely. At wide receiver. The more I hear about Bloomberg, he's one of those wonderful moderate politicians.
Yeah.
You know,
rare thing.
That has like a lot of smart things to say.
And, I don't know that I want to be president, though.
No, you don't, Michael.
I don't know that there's any security in it.
Well, sorry,
I'm very happy where I am.
Okay. Then stay right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One other bit of potentially.
But thank you for the nice words.
Hey, Rob doesn't do characters very often.
No.
Not often enough for
he
my
enjoys
money.
It.
One other
perfected
bit of.
Perfected the Jew, however.
Took lessons from the best, Mark.
Oh, my God. Let's get out of here.
Some possibly good news. Republican congressional leaders Eric Cantor and John Boehner are asking to meet with the president before his job speech to Congress tomorrow night. Both men say that both parties need to give up political ground to fix the unemployment problem. That could be good news.
God, I hope so.
And finally, priapism.
Oh, there's nothing funny.
Wait, hold on.
It.
Priapism. I want to hear. I know what this is.
Yes.
It's the condition in which a man's reproductive organ won't listen to reason and just relax. The pain is excruciating. Mm. There you go. This week, a 30-year-old New York man with this condition charged into his father's business in Manhattan, pulled a knife, and demanded money to buy painkillers. He was hard up for cash.
Oh,
hard up for cash.
His father wouldn't bend, however, refused his son's demands.
Oh, it's out of control.
And called the police. A dad says his boy is now addicted to the oxycodone he has to take for this chronic problem.
Chronic?
And yes, it's happened repeatedly since the kid was a teenager.
Wow.
Well, everybody has it when you're a teenager.
But now, he's going to finish with the bag. Look, he's warming up to it. Look at this.
Well, I mean, you joke all you want, but he's facing some pretty stiff charges.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today brought to you by iConfidential.com. Now have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. Store them safely. Grab them anywhere. Your own 40 gig of organized storage with $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential, safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, just $7.95 a month. We love it. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. That's it for all these guys. Oscar will be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye, Bloomberg.
Bye.
Thank you.